Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
What if we played footage of Joe Biden debating himself and we called it like the Biden v. Biden debates? I got that today. I got a short segment for you, but this is how confused Joe Biden is. He can actually debate himself effectively. Who can debate themselves effectively? He's so convincing that you don't know who's lying. Old Joe, new Joe, or who's telling the truth. New Joe, old Joe, Joe v. Joe, Biden v. Joe, Biden v. Biden, Joe v. Biden. Who knows? I got that today. I've got some other news. Nancy Pelosi gets busted. And I'm going to start off the show today with the Democrats. Listen, let me just warn you. I put this out the other day. Get ready for post-election day chaos. I'm just warning you now. I've got their plan, the Democrats' plan, post-election day. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. My online listeners and viewers get a VPN. Why? They don't want people looking at their online activity. That's why. Keep your online activity safe from prying eyes. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino today. Pick up a VPN. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today? Fine, sir.
Brother, I'm hanging in there. It's seems like a fast week so far. So much stuff happening, you know?
It has, I know.
Yeah.
It's flying by. I've got some special surprises coming up too. Joe and Paula worked hard on the Biden v. Biden debate this morning, so this should be fun. Also got some information about the corona. Yeah. Let's get right to today's show. Today's show brought to you by Job Creators Network. Folks, this is the most important election in American history. No doubt, hands down, full stop, period. Our way of life is on the ballot as we watch far-left radicals burn down our cities and attack our police, our free enterprise system, our Constitution, and our history. More on that today, too. The 2020 election is about one thing, turnout. You don't vote, I'm sorry, but you don't matter. Your voice, the only way it's going to be heard is by voting. Our opponents have a get out the vote machine. We need ours. And our friends at Job Creators Network are doing just that. It's simple. Here's what you do. Go to 10for20.com and take the 10 for 20 pledge. You'll receive a link. It'll give you the most trusted voter information and the tools you need to become part of the largest conservative get out the vote effort ever. You'll be asked to send a message to 10 people you know who care about America and ask them to commit to signing the pledge too. Family and neighbors, church and work friends. Get out the vote. Join this army for freedom today. Go to 10for20.com and take the pledge now. Don't wait. Don't let our opponents outwork us and turn out in greater numbers than us. Go to 10for20.com now and do your part. That's the number 10for20.com. 10for20.com. Go today. It's really important. All right, Joe. Let's go. First, listen, I'm not trying to scare you all right? It's not my bag of donuts to do that. But we're in real trouble. The Democrats are preparing the media, the academic elites, the cultural icons, and believe me, I use that term loosely, Hollywood types, singers, academia, elsewhere. They're preparing them for post-election day chaos. I'm telling you, get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not even hiding their intentions. This is very serious stuff. This is not a joke. Let me warn you now, mark the date, today's date, September 2nd, Wednesday. The election is right around the corner, just a few days into November. Remember this, Joe Biden will not concede on election night. If Joe Biden loses convincingly, based on exit polling, analysis, the counting of absentees, the voter tallies, the way that they make these prognostications, these media outlets, when they call states, Joe Biden will not concede. If he loses, obviously. They are preparing right now and softening you up with body blows for the post-election chaos they, the left, are about to cause. Now, of course, if the media calls it for Biden, it'll be a totally, they'll expect a peaceful transition in that respect. But if Joe Biden loses, you can throw that peaceful transition thing out the window. Saw this morning on Axios. Read this article. Read it. Read it. Memorize every word of it. So a group funded by who? This group, we'll get to that in a second. Dem group warns of apparent Trump election day landslide. Axios. Got a screenshot from this. So a group funded by... Paula, throw up that screenshot if you don't mind from the Axios piece. It's already warning, hey, if Trump wins in a landslide, it may not be a win. It's called Hawkfish, which is funded by, Michael Bloomberg. Yes, that's right. Slurpee straw nanny state, take away your firearms guy, that guy. So they're saying now, imagine America with its polarization and misinformation if the vote tally swings wildly towards Joe Biden and Trump loses days later as the mail ballots are counted. I'll translate this for you a minute. It says this group funded by Bloomberg is warning that this is a very real, if not foreordained outcome. Ladies and gentlemen, what are they doing here? Body blows soften you up. Drop your arms right to the head. Body, head. They're softening you up right now. What they're suggesting here, this Democrat group, this is talking points for the media, folks, is, hey, listen, Trump could win this race resoundingly in the Electoral College and in a landslide, but Joe Biden is not going to concede. He's not going to concede because we want post-election chaos and we want to steal this election if that scenario happens. Of course, Trump could lose. But if that scenario happens where Donald Trump wins, and it seems overwhelming on election night, that's just a facade because we still have time to cheat. You get it? Joe, you get it?
Oh, dude.
We still have time to cheat. Uh-huh. And if the media people call the race knowing Trump won in a landslide, that'll take political capital and momentum away from the cheating effort. Because there'll be no guesswork. In other words, if every media outlet says, we predict Donald Trump, the winner of the 2020 presidential election, based on this electoral college tally and the popular vote within each state, that'll cut off immediately Joe Biden's efforts to cheat at the knees. So follow me here. Here's the scam, the scammerooski. Hawkfish, this group by Michael Bloomberg, is already putting out through this well-funded effort, the media talking points that, hey, listen, even though Trump could win in a landslide and the race could obviously be over on election night, hey, who knows what could happen in the coming days? And we should all wink and a nod. We should all refrain from calling the race, even though we know we should call the race. You ever seen anything like this in your life?
No.
We have been calling presidential races in the media. I've been on the air for him. I was on with CRTV last time, 2016 election. The same way forever. You base it on exit polling. When polls close, you get an early count of the numbers. And you can predict with general accuracy who won each state. If you don't, they hold out. They don't want any of that happening because they're not going to concede. I'm telling you, they're not going to concede. Mark it. Remember Hillary Clinton, Joe? Was it just a week ago we played that video?
Mm-hmm.
A week, 2 weeks ago, Hillary Clinton? Joe Biden shouldn't concede no matter what. Folks, I'm just preparing you now. This is not an alarmist show. I love this country. We can get through anything. I hope. Getting goosebumps talking about it. I'm not even kidding. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm worried about it. You should be too. We are dealing with deranged lunatics who will not concede a presidential election. What do you do? I understand there's a constitutional process for disputed elections in the House of Representatives. I know exactly what happens. But you're assuming that that process is going to be respected. Like what? The same process that we're not supposed to spy on American citizens or impeach a president for made-up crimes? Those processes? Those didn't quite work out either, did they? I am really, really concerned where this is going. So not only do we have this group, Hawkfish, funded by Bloomberg, just a coincidence, of course, sending out the talking points to media. Don't you dare call this race, even if Trump wins overwhelmingly, because we still have time to cheat afterwards. Don't you dare. Here's an interesting little memo I found. A hat tip, Dave Raboy, who I saw. I saw this. This is the Transition Integrity Project. This is 100 thought leaders, code for we can't stand Donald Trump, who got together and they had this report, Preventing a Disrupted Presidential Election and Transition. The gaslighting here is just spectacular. The gaslighting and the dipsy-doo flipperooski is just absolutely spectacular. This is not going well today with Miss Paul in the background. Hey, back to me. There you go. No, I can't read that. That's too small. sec. I thought you wanted. No, that's just the cover. Sorry. I love my wife. It's been a long morning. The Transition Integrity Project is already putting out talking points too. Check it out. This, I'm going to look at this. If there is a crisis, listen, Joe, pay attention for the audience here, Armacost.
Will do, sir.
This is the talking point to the media. Here's what's going to happen, media people. Not only should you not declare Trump the winner, even in a landslide, but if you see street chaos, I want you to get your talking points and your narratives ready now to cover for the people burning down buildings in the event Trump wins. Here we go. From the Transition Integrity Project, code for Never Trumpers. If there is a crisis, events will unfold quickly. Oh my gosh. And sleep-deprived leaders will be asked to make consequential decisions quickly. You think that's a little hat tip to the military folks? Thinking through options now will help to ensure better decisions. In other words, military folks and others, you better get ready for some street chaos. Think this through now. Don't declare Trump the winner immediately. Folks, it's not a joke. It's on paper. The Transition Integrity Project. Here we go. Planners need to take seriously the notion that this may well be a street fight, not a legal battle. That is not Dan Bongino improv. That is from the Transition Integrity Project's own document. Planners need to take seriously the notion this may be a street fight, not a legal battle. Technocratic solutions, courts and a reliance on elites observing norms are not the answer here. Dude, are you reading what I'm reading here?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Typical commie crap. These are, the setup. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is going to be a street fight? You know what they're doing here, right? They're softening up the media and the public to get ready to cover for mass demonstrations that could potentially turn to violence in the streets if they don't get the outcome they want. And they're already preparing the media to don't you dare give the public the outcome that is, give them the outcome we want by not calling the race for Trump, no matter what happens, even in the event of a landslide, because we still have time to cheat. And when the riots break out, get your talking points ready now. And by the way, you media, military folks, government leaders and otherwise, don't you dare make sleep-deprived decisions. Like calling an election that Trump may win for Trump. What do we do, Dan? You get ready. I told you this fight was coming to your door. I was not kidding. Get ready for unrest like you've never seen before. Be well prepared. Again, I'm very sorry. I'm not here to scare you. But I think before 2020, things we thought we'd never see in our lifetime, we've seen in our lifetime all in the same year. Before I move on, I want to just leave you with an optimistic note. I do believe that this country's been through a lot. We've been through a civil war, a revolution, two world wars, and we've come through it on the other side. My generation, I'm in my 40s. We have escaped a lot of the horrors of our older generation's lifetime. Trench warfare, world wars. Not all of us. We've had a lot of people my age who've been to Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere. But we live in the most prosperous time in American history. I'm not saying that's going to end. I'm just saying after this election, get ready for a, quote, street fight. Their words, not mine. All right, moving on. Why are the Democrats worried? They're terrified because they have an absolutely hapless candidate who's terrible. I'm going to get to this in a second. I'm going to show you Joe Biden, who is so confused he can actually debate himself. I did a segment like this once when I was filling in for Sean Hannity on the radio program years ago. The Obama versus Obama debate, showing how Democrats lie all the time. You know, love him or hate him for Donald Trump, I'm obviously a supporter. He set out a set of principles when he ran. We're going to build the wall. We're going to cut your taxes. We're going to cut regulations. We're going to appoint, you know, good quality constitutionalist federal judges. And that's exactly what he did. You call him a liar all you want, but what he said he was going to do, he actually did. You don't know what Biden's going to do because he debates himself. Let me get to that in a second. First, my second sponsor today, Patriot Mobile. Ladies and gentlemen, stop supporting these big mobile companies that really can't stand you. Sadly, America's students are being caught up in the politics of coronavirus and their education hangs in the balance. To support the next generation of freedom-loving Americans, Patriot Mobile is running a school days promotion. Great idea. Until September 12th, choose either a free phone or a free month of service when you switch to America's only, only, only conservative cell phone carrier, Patriot Mobile. Plus, instead of charging hidden fees and funding left-wing propaganda, Patriot Mobile will donate a portion of your bill to Students for Life. Stop supporting these big mobile companies. They can't stand us. Get the same reliable nationwide service and support a company that shares your values, supports our Constitution, and puts people before profit. Switching is easy. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan when you choose a free month of service or a free phone. Veterans and first responders save even more. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, or visit patriotmobile.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan today. All right. So they have an absolutely hapless candidate. That's why the Democrats are preparing you for post-election chaos, because they are genuinely afraid Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide. He may not. I'm out of the predictions business. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm just telling you that Democrat insiders are softening up the media for street chaos later and telling them, get ready to prepare your mostly peaceful narratives now as they try to burn down the streets if Donald Trump wins, and don't you dare call the race. They're doing it because their candidate is absolutely hapless. So I thought to myself, what if we did a short segment on Joe Biden actually debating Joe Biden? Imagine for a second, this is like Joe Biden won and Joe Biden, did you do that? The wonderful Paula, of course, Biden v. Biden. This is, yes, see, she's pulling stunts on me now. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll get the trick. She's putting up little, this is my show. I don't have an editor. I do all the content. You're not allowed to improv. She just improv, but that was great. Because I tricked her yesterday, asking her for the footage of Biden calling out Antifa. She was like, huh? I'm like, yeah, there is none. It was a joke. Thank you. That was actually, so Biden v. Biden. Thank you, Paula, for that great graphic. So what if we were a debate moderator, right? And there were two Joe Bidens on the stage, Joe Biden and Joe Biden clone. And we said, former Vice President Biden, let's play video one here. What's the first thing you'll do when you get into office, God forbid, as the president?
I will raise taxes for anybody making over $400,000. Let me tell you why I'm going to do it. It's about time they start paying a fair share of the economic responsibility we have. The very wealthy should pay a fair share.
Okay, so you're only going to raise taxes, Joe, on people who make $400,000 a year. So Joe Biden clone, can you debate Joe Biden here and say, hey, what about me? What if I'm doing okay and, you know, I just want to be left alone, maybe not making $400,000 a year, but what do you think about original Joe Biden? What do you think what he just said? Let's get his answer on that.
Really good shape, right? Really changed your, well, you did. Well, that's good. You must, I'm glad to see you're doing well already. And I'm good. But guess what? If you elect me, I'm not going to have your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Thank you, Joe Biden clone, for calling out Joe Biden, original Joe Biden. Clone Biden, original Biden. Wait, just to be sure, is clone Joe Biden debating Joe Biden? Is clone Joe Biden absolutely sure whose taxes are getting hiked? Because remember, we got a middle class, substantial middle class tax cut with the Trump tax cuts. You can all check that out on your own and just look it up on the interweb. It's all out there for you. So clone Joe Biden, is the original Joe Biden wrong? He said none of our taxes are getting raised if we didn't make over $400,000. But the Trump tax cuts did cut our taxes if we're under that. So clone Joe Biden, can you just contrast what original Joe Biden just said about the tax cuts? Check this out.
And the fact of the matter is, there is plenty, plenty of money to go around. The first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
This is some debate. Who's telling the truth? Clone Biden, original Biden? Clone Biden, original Biden. Remember Dolly the sheep? They cloned the sheep. This is clone Joe Biden attacking Joe Biden. Can you even do that if you were cloned? Is there like some kind of cognitive mental dissonance, like an ESP connection between clone you and actual you? No, no, folks, of course, that's the same Joe Biden. Joe Biden, as far as I know it, Joe, he's not been cloned yet, right? Be a major news story,
yeah, thankfully,
right?
Yeah.
We have not had a clone, right? Okay, just just have following up. So, of course, this is Joe Biden actually debating himself. I'm not going to raise your taxes if you make over $400,000 a year. I'm going to get rid of those Trump tax cuts. The first thing I'm going to do. And the first thing I'm going to do is raise your taxes if I get elected. Which Joe Biden wins the debate? The answer is, how the hell do I know? He's debating himself. Not to beat a dead horse here, but let's go to another issue. Joe Biden seems confused, debates himself all the time. So here's original, not clone Joe Biden. When we asked him a question on, you know, fracking, he says, I'm not going to do anything to stop fracking. Mr. Biden, what are you going to do about fracking?
I am not banning fracking.
Paula, can you play that one again? Are we sure, Mr. Biden, on fracking, please?
I am not banning fracking.
I'm sorry. Paula, I know I'm driving you crazy. Original Joe Biden, not clone Joe Biden. One more time on fracking so all the American public understands.
I am not banning fracking.
Okay. Now, as the debate moderator, I'm not confused in any way. I'm a smart guy. I'm debating. I just got original Joe Biden on the record. He is not banning fracking. He said it three times. He actually said it once. We repeated it three times, but you get the point. Now, clone Joe Biden, what do you have to say about fracking in response to original Joe Biden's answer about fracking?
No more, no new fracking.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Well, like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipe?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate. Okay?
No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends. Number one.
Three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
No more, no new fracking.
We even had other debate moderators interject there who were confused mid-segment, asking clone Joe Biden about original Joe Biden's statement that he's not going to ban fracking. He seems pretty conclusive. Now, what if we asked him to look people in the eye? Look them in the eye. Clone Joe Biden, look people in the eye. And go at original Joe Biden, who said he's not going to ban fracking. Look people in the eye and tell them how you feel about fracking. Check this out.
But I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate.
Joe, eyes. Look them in the eye. What was that? Meet the Parents? Remember lunatic Bob De Niro? Focker.
Yes.
Right here. He look him in the eye. So who's telling the truth? Clony Joe? Original Joe? Joe v. Joe? Biden v. Biden? Joe v. Biden? Biden v. Joe? Who knows? Who knows who's telling the truth? Because there is no clone Joe Biden. There's a clown Joe Biden, but there's no clone Joe Biden. Let's do one more quick one where Joe Biden debates again himself because he can't make a decision because he doesn't want to. Or he's confused and forgot what decision he made just a few weeks or months ago. Mr. Biden, how do you feel about the Second Amendment? This is original Joe Biden. Original Joe, how do you feel about the Second Amendment?
I'm not opposed to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is an absolute, though, like any other amendment. It's not absolute.
He's not opposed to the Second Amendment. Well, he seems to be hedging his bets there. He's not opposed to the Second Amendment. It's not an absolute. Well, nothing in life is absolute, but there's already been a Supreme Court case on the Second Amendment showing that rifles, specifically AR-15s and others, are in common use and they fall under the Second Amendment. So I assume you're not opposed to that either because there's already a Supreme Court case. Remember that? Of course you don't. So now let's ask clone Joe Biden how he feels about original Joe Biden's statement that they're not opposed to the Second Amendment, which would, of course, mean AR-15s and others, which are in common usage. Check this out.
The idea that we don't have elimination of assault-type weapons, magazines that can hold multiple bullets in them, is absolutely mindless. It is no violation of the Second Amendment. It is it's just a bow to the special interest of the gun manufacturers and the NRA.
Clony Joe, original Joe, Joe v. Joe, Biden v. Biden, Joe v. Biden, Biden v. Joe, who knows? Here's your answer. Joe Biden's not really debating himself, of course. Joe Biden didn't forget where he stood. They can take notes for him. Joe Biden will say anything because he's weak. And being weak is dangerous. One thing President Trump isn't is weak. He gets an idea in his head. Believe me, it's in his head. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. Joe Biden, whatever's in Joe Biden's head is put there. by whatever radical leftist leaves the room last. It's not that he's debating himself. It's that he'll say anything to get elected. And when he gets in office, the most radical people he appoints, which are going to be the AOC types, the Bernie Sanders types, are going to put in his head these radical ideas to hike your taxes, to take away your job in the energy industry, to take away your firearms. And you're not going to have a darn thing to say about it. You're going to be stuck with him for 4 years. I could have done this all day, by the way, but in the interest of time, I just wanted to use those three issues to show you this guy doesn't have a scintilla of principle or dignity. He will say whatever he needs to say. And on the fracking one, he will look you right in the eye and lie to you.
Yep.
He obviously lied to that little girl in that video. Obviously, he just said the exact opposite thing. Oh, you can't call him a liar. No, I can. It's my show. I call people whatever I want. All right, let me get to this story about Nancy Pelosi. This is a good one. Pelosi, who will have unparalleled power in a Biden administration. How, Dan? She could be the Speaker of the House or at a minimum the minority leader. Because Joe Biden doesn't have any principles. Pelosi's a radical leftist. She's going to push him to the left on everything. But she's a big phony, just like Joe Biden. They should call this block the big phonies, the big D.C. Capitol Hill swamp rat phonies. You know how those guys up in New York, I think the union guys have, they have the big blow up rat they put in front of sites sometimes. We need that in D.C. in front of Pelosi's office. She's a fraud. You know what I'm talking about, right? Everybody's seen video of it.
Yeah.
Here's a Fox News story that went viral last night and this morning. Nancy Pelosi, fraudster, used a shuttered San Francisco hair salon for a blowout. Owner calls it a slap in the face. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to be honest with you. I had no idea what a blowout was. Apparently, it's some hair thingy. What do you use, a hair dryer? Blow out your hair? I have no idea. I don't obviously don't have a blowout issue. Blow dryer, is that what it is? I need Paula's expertise on this. So Pelosi, who's been crystal clear that you are Skeletor from He-Man, like you are an evil human being if you don't wear a mask, shows up in a hair salon, no mask, that's closed due to corona for a lockdown nobody believes actually works. I'll get to that in a second, too. The correlation's the opposite. Shows up to get her own hair cut in one of the worst Marie Antoinette moments I've ever seen in my lifetime. Number two being, remember her twin Sub-Z's refrigerator with the ice cream?
Oh, yes.
Look at me. I'm in a lockdown and I'm running short on my $7,000 a jar ice cream. This woman is so out of touch. And it just reminds me, because I've been through this locally, how we have this mask mandate locally by these frauds we have who pretend to be Republicans in my county. And I ran into one of them in a breakfast place up from the table with no mask on. No mask. Big phony. You got to wear a mask in the county. You get up from the table and there's a mask. And then he gets up. He comes over to me to say hello. And there's no mask on. You're like, dude, are we missing something? Fraudster. Fraudster. Tired of these people. And you should be too. Shuttering businesses. You're probably asking the question now. If the hair salon was closed, how did Pelosi get in there? And why the owner then released the footage? The owner rents the whatever, the chair to stylists. The stylist who works in the place and rents the chair let Pelosi in. The owner's furious. The owner's going to be crushed. This business is going to be finished. The business is going to be done. I'm not sure if it's a him or a her, actually. But as long as Pelosi Antoinette gets in there, Nancy Antoinette, as long as she gets a blowout, everything else is okay. Just like the local guy here. By the way, happens to be a Republican. You got to wear a mask, except for me. Fakes. By the way, you have that photo of Cuomo? Another fraud. Hat tip Janice Dean from Fox for this photo. Here's this fraud in New York. You better wear a mask. Stop the spread. Flatten the curve. Here he is, Andrew Cuomo. By the way, do a couple crunches or some deadlifts there, Andrew. You little pot belly around the waist there. Polo shirt isn't hiding your six-pack. It's like a 24-pack you got going there, Andrew. You may want to clean that up. But here's Andrew Cuomo walking his dog. No mask, of course. But you have to wear a mask. And conveniently, the Department of Justice is asking Andrew Cuomo for his data on nursing home deaths, which is believed to be through the roof in New York. And Joe, get a load of this. Cuomo came back and said, you know, we can't give you that data yet, but we may have it available November 5th. November 5th. Joe, when's the election again? Yeah, 2 days before that. It's weird, right? Weird. Yeah. Cuomo. No, he's on the up and up. Cuomo's totally on the up and up. Him and his brother over at CNN. At the top of the totem pole for morals and ethics. Yeah, DOJ, we'll get you that nursing home data about how our policies led to the deaths of potentially up to 20,000 people in New York. But we'll do it after the election. Mm. Convenient. All right, I've got another story on this, on the lockdowns that's going viral on the Wall Street Journal this morning I want to talk about too. Let me get to my third sponsor today. It's important. I appreciate my sponsors being here. I appreciate you supporting them. I'll get to this Wall Street Journal story, and they've got a lot more, including the NBA, just some more. Just get woke, go broke. These people are so stupid how they can't figure this out. Today's show also brought to you by friends at We the People Holsters. Listen, if COVID wasn't warning enough, the last few weeks have reminded us all why there is a Second Amendment. While it lasts, who knows about Biden? If the left succeeds in defunding the police, there might not be anyone there to help in an emergency. That's why you need to be properly trained and carry with a proper and good, secure, solid, secure holster from We the People. Here's one of mine right there. It's a Constitution one right there. Starting at just $39, We the People holsters are custom designed to fit your firearm perfectly. You see that? That's precision molded. That's not a one-size-fits-all crap holster. It's going to fall out while you're walking around. Can't have that. Doesn't do you any good to carry a firearm, and the minute you get, God forbid, in some kind of a scuffle, it falls out of the holster because it's one of those made for one size fits all, made for every single gun nonsense. It's not the way this works. Just precision molded to your firearm. They have thousands of options to choose from, plus an amazing selection of printed holsters. Here's the Constitution one, We the People, right there. Their proprietary clip design you can see on the back allows for you to easily adjust the cant and the ride for comfort and security. Now's the time to support American companies. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Dan to get yours. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code Dan. Satisfaction's guaranteed. If it's not a perfect fit, it will be. You'll hear that click right there. That wasn't the click. That was me dropping it. If it's not the perfect fit, send it back for a total refund. wethepeopleholsters.com/Dan. wethepeopleholsters.com/Dan. $10 off additional with the offer code Dan. Check them out. All right. So again, folks, on this disastrous coronavirus story, and it has been a disaster, and we should not play this down. There's no politics involved in my show with this at all. The politics are always introduced by our ideological opponents who want to sadly politicize the virus. Now that we've seen some data from one of the largest mass experiments in human history, what is that? It's an experiment. It's a natural experiment in the real world. But the experiment was, gee, what would happen if we shut down the entire world economy right around the same time? A natural experiment, as I mentioned before the show, when I was talking about 2020 things we never thought would happen, a natural experiment we never thought would happen ever. Nobody ever thought we would be looking at the results of a shutdown of basically the entire world economy. But we are. And now we have the data. You know, data. I'm sure we'll be banned or something for talking about things like data. But there's a study out there now that the Wall Street Journal covered this morning in an article that's blowing up on the internet about what actually happened due to the lockdowns. Headline, Donald Luskin, the failed experiment of COVID lockdowns. New data suggests that social distancing and reopening haven't determined the spread. Interesting. You know, given that we conducted one of the largest and most destructive natural experiments in modern human history, the bankrupting of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people, the destruction of businesses, the destruction of wealth and prosperity, you would think we'd at least be able to say, well, it did some good by stemming the tide of coronavirus infections, and was correlated with a lower rate of infections. You'd think we'd be able to say that, right? No. The correlation, two variables, right? Shutdowns, lockdowns, infections. Now, basic data analysis, not even 101, like 001, like a kindergartner. If your conclusion, your hypothesis is that the lockdowns will be effective at stemming the new infections from the coronavirus, that after the lockdown's completed, you should be able to see in those places where the lockdowns were strictest, a decrease in the number of infections. Joe, is any of this complicated?
No.
I know you're a really smart guy. I'm just checking to be sure you and I are tracking here.
Yeah, man, we're cool.
That is a testable hypothesis, correct? Well, we now have the data. Let's check out this snapshot from the Wall Street Journal right here. Measuring from the start of the year to each state's point of maximum lockdown, which ranged from April 5th to April 18th, it turns out that lockdowns correlated with a greater spread of the virus. Wait, what? States with longer, stricter lockdowns also had larger COVID outbreak. Wait, what? The five places with the harshest lockdowns, DC, New York, Michigan, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, had the heaviest caseloads. Folks, I'm just giving you the data. I'm just giving you the data. What you do with the data, if you believe in science and data and facts, is up to you. But as I've repeatedly stated on this show, and I'm consistent, correlation does not mean causation. It's clear now that these variables, although weakly correlated, are correlated. Now, if your hypothesis was shut it down and we'll stop new infections or slow the tide, well, the place where the shutdown was the most severe should have the least and lowest caseload. Ladies and gentlemen, the correlation is in the other direction. Now, to be fair, it's a weak correlation. But the correlation is between strict lockdowns and greater caseloads. That means more up this direction. It doesn't mean lockdowns caused, because again, we do data, science, and facts on this show. It doesn't mean lockdowns cause greater caseloads. But I can tell you what it definitely doesn't mean. It doesn't mean the lockdowns stemmed the tide of new infections, because the correlation is in the other direction. There's an inverse correlation. Strict lockdowns, more infections. Your hypothesis, strict lockdowns, less infections, is not right, which means it's wrong. But keep it up. Sure, you'll figure it out. Keep up the lockdowns. Keep threatening lockdowns like Joe Biden. Remember Joe Biden? The scientists, tell me, you mean the scientists that are looking over that data? Which scientists are you talking about exactly? Unbelievable. We're having this conversation. The left. We believe in science. You do? You sure about that? Because it's funny. I'm showing you actual science and data. You don't believe it? I'm sure the tech tyrants will shut us down, demonetize us, and ban us for giving you an actual study, because none of them are interested in actual data. But you have to ask yourself, who's really telling me the truth? Dan Bongino, who just cited data, acknowledged that it doesn't mean lockdowns mean more infections causally, even though those variables are correlated, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean lockdowns cause greater infections. It could be a third variable acting there. But it definitely doesn't mean that it caused lower infections, because that's not, there's no correlation at all between that. It's in the other direction. So frustrating. All right, moving on. Get woke, go broke, folks. For all you wokesters out there, corporate boardroom members who shamefully, weakly, spinelessly listen to the blue checkmark Twitter brigade and are really convinced we got to push our company in a woke direction. Support the Marxist Black Lives Matter protesters. We got to do that. It's the way forward. This is what America wants. Well, there's a testable hypothesis there too, wouldn't there be, Joe? If this is working out, let's say a brand that goes all in, right? The NBA, they're all in on Black Lives Matter. A Marxist anarchist terror group. Self-professed, by the way. Black Lives Matter's own leaders. Yeah, we're Marxists. We're trained organizers. Yeah, we know you are. You said it. Who went all in on that? The NBA, all in. So you would think if this was such a popular message and the American public really wanted to align themselves with a Marxist terror group causing street chaos like they did for me and my wife when we left the White House last Thursday night, you would think people would be flocking over to your NBA product. What are you selling? In the NBA, you're selling a product, an entertainment service. If people didn't find NBA basketball and the very talented players, no doubt, who play there, if they didn't find it entertaining, they wouldn't do what? Watch it. So why would they not find it entertaining in drastic numbers as people are dropping off and turning away from the entertainment? Maybe because they decided to get woke and go all in on Black Lives Matter. Look at this article at Breitbart up in the show notes. Check this out. NBA playoff ratings crashed by 23%, lowest watched in 5 years. Up in the show notes, Warner Todd Houston. Again, basic data analysis for the liberals watching the show. I know this stuff is complicated. But if your claim is that there's this mass movement in America, Americans are tired, they hate this country, it's a racist country, it's really awful, therefore we have to support Marxist groups for change like BLM, and everybody's with us, then you'd think that would be correlated with a jump in people watching a product that's gone all in on that exact message. Yeah, your audience is down 23%, meaning people who found basketball entertaining, 23% of those people who may have been watching don't find it entertaining anymore. Maybe you'd ask why? Gee, what have we done differently lately? Let's kneel for the national anthem, disrespecting our country. Let's go all in on a Marxist group. You understand how much, this is amazing. It's like, this is the old, they cut off your nose to spite your face. They are boycotting themselves out of business, and they are really too stupid to see it. It's stunning. It's stunning. President Trump, of course, warned us about this a long time ago, where he said there was this slippery slope, this dangerous chasm we're all falling in. If we don't stop this stuff now, he is the bull in the china shop we needed to put a stop sign in front of the radical American left and say, enough. We hear your voices. America has a process for change. We are not going to be cancel cultured or pressured into change. We are not going to tear down our history, and we are not going to get engaged in George Orwell type moments. Trump was that guy who said no, and they hate him for it. He warned us that if we allow this stuff to fester, this cancer of leftism in our country, that what started as an attack on statues of Civil War military leaders in the South was going to evolve into attacks on Jefferson and Washington, Ben Franklin and our founding fathers. And everybody laughed. Everybody laughed at Trump, the elites, the academics. Oh, buffoonery. What a buffoon. It's just about Civil War statues, not about Washington, the country's history. Really? Let me show you a little snippet. You may have seen this last night on the news. This is the radical leftist near communist mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, who put together a commission, D.C. Faces, a working group, to report on what they should do with assets and statues around D.C. This is real. This is page 22. I want you to pay specific attention to number 4 and 8. This is asset group 3, the DC Faces executive summary, landmarks and commemorative works. Here's what they recommend. Using the DC mayor's position on the National Capital Advisory Commission, recommend that the federal government remove, relocate, or contextualize the following assets. They want to remove or relocate the following assets. Look at number 4. Yeah, you're reading that right. The Jefferson Memorial. What? Oh, yeah, it gets worse. There's more here. Christopher Columbus is number 1. Look at number 8. They want to remove or relocate the Washington Monument. Remember when everybody thought that was hilarious? President Trump, what an alarmist. What a dope. Soon they're going to come for Washington and Jefferson and Franklin and everyone else. There it is, in writing, for you to see yourself. Kind of reminds you of Orwell, doesn't it?
Yes.
Let's read this Orwell quote from 1984. Every record has been destroyed or falsified, every book rewritten, every picture has been repainted, every statue and street building has been renamed, every date's been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History is stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. George Orwell, 1984. Could be called George Orwell 2020 right now. Should rewrite that. They're trying to wipe away every single piece of our collective identity. Why? Our history, good and bad. Why? Have you thought about why? Ladies and gentlemen, they don't want anything to bond us together. What bonds us together is a collective history, both good and bad, of struggles we live through and overcome. Scourge of slavery and the failings in our founding documents through a civil war we fought, hundreds of thousands of casualties to save this country from the scourge of slavery, the evils of it. Fascism we've overcome overseas, our collective proud history, not without sin, not without stain, but a proud history. On the margin, the finest in the history of the planet. No country on earth has conquered other countries and given it back. The land we've defeated. People on their soil, countries, and giving them back their own land, taking only pieces in many cases to bury our dead. That's us. The greatest country in the history of humankind. But when you believe that, you want to save it. And if you want to remake and tear something down, you don't want people to believe that because you don't want people to want to save it. So you tear that history to shreds and you erase it. So there's nothing tying any of us together. As Orwell predicted, a never-ending cycle of the present where the party, the apparatchiks, the bureaucrats, the elitists are always right. Really shameful. Thanks to the inside baseball guy who sent me that piece. You know who you are. All right, I've got a couple more stories I want to get to because they're important, including a development in the Mike Flynn case. I warned you what Judge Sullivan was doing. I warned you. It's important. And another quick update on what happened with the Woods file. The Woods file, what's that? Joe and I have only been talking about the Woods file forever. Our final sponsor today, listen, always a troubling spot for me to read because I'm hungry at this time of the day. Omaha Steaks, they're offering a steakhouse grilling package right now with an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter the code Bongino into the search bar, and this week, Omaha Steaks will add four burgers. They won't add four burgers. They'll add four delicious burgers. We love their burgers here. My daughter goes crazy over them. Four gourmet Jumbo Franks free with your order. It's called the Grand Summer Grill Out Package. It lets you stay at home and eat like a champion at the best steakhouse in town, your kitchen. We're talking Omaha Steaks, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, pork chops, chicken, kielbasa, and more delivered right to your door fresh. Smoky sweet bacon, fork tender filet mignon. Look, she's leaning forward, Paula. She's hungry. She told me before the show. Fork tender filet mignon, all for much less than going out to a restaurant. Visit omahasteaks.com. Type Bongino in the search bar. It's important to get this deal today. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. And don't forget, when you order the Grand Summer Grill Out Package, you'll also get four Jumbo Franks and four Omaha Steaks burgers free to complete your steakhouse experience. Visit omahasteaks.com now and type in Bongino in the search bar to shop your summer grill pack today. Every Omaha Steaks order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice. We have it delivered in Florida. Stuff comes frozen, flash frozen, vacuum sealed, super fresh, fresher than fresh when you open it up. Check it out, omahasteaks.com. Type Bongino in the search bar. All right. So I've warned you about this Mike Flynn case. Mike Flynn, of course, the national security advisor, former national security advisor for the Trump administration, a decorated U.S. patriot, three-star general, who was falsely prosecuted by the tyrants and the Mueller team for lying to the FBI about a conversation about sanctions that he never lied about because he was never asked about sanctions. So the Department of Justice threw out the case, and the judge in the case will not let the Department of Justice throw the case out. Because he's an Obama judge. He's not really a judge. He's a politician in a black robe is what he said. This guy's not a, he is a gyno, a judge in name only. He's not a judge. He may be appointed a judge, but based on the principles of how judges actually act, Judge Sullivan is not in fact a judge. That's why I always call him air quotes Judge Sullivan, because he's not a real judge. Judge Sullivan never disappoints. I covered yesterday what happened. Judge Sullivan, who's like a litigant in this case now, will not let the Department of Justice dismiss the case against Flynn. Why? Because he wants the Flynn case to drag on till after the election, hoping Joe Biden wins so Flynn can be re-prosecuted, because Judge Sullivan's not a judge. He just doesn't like Flynn. It's personal and political because he's an Obama judge. Well, there's a piece in National Review. Great update on this by the terrific Andy McCarthy. I warned you about all of this stuff, what Sullivan's up to. And McCarthy goes into a little bit more detail about the devious plot I think this guy's putting together. Piece will be up in the show notes today. With election looming, Judge Sullivan will drag out the Flynn case. That's the title of the National Review piece. Let's go to screenshot number one. First, ladies and gentlemen, this is all politics. Judge Sullivan is not a principled man. He's not acting as a judge. The guy's a hack. He's a politician, totally. From the McCarthy piece. Nothing prevents this judge from acting on the case now. So the case was thrown back to him from the appeals court. He could dismiss this today. Keep in mind, there's no prosecutor. Department of Justice wants to throw this case out. There's no crime here. They've already acknowledged it. Sullivan knows the parties would not object, and they want a quick resolution. And the court doesn't need a status report. Sullivan's now taking 3 weeks. He's saying, hey, listen, we need a status report. He's just delaying. Sullivan also knows the status of the Flynn case like the back of his hand. The DOJ has moved to dismiss. Flynn concurs in that motion. And even though Sullivan should not have permitted and appointed third parties to intervene in the case, he did so. And they've already filed submissions. Sullivan just needs to hold a hearing if he really thinks he needs one and rule on the motion. So what happened? The case was thrown back to Sullivan from an appeals court that punted on it. Sullivan can make the decision right now. Accept the DOJ's conclusion. They're not going to prosecute. And move on. Get rid of this case. He will not do it. He is delaying. He is delaying and delaying and delaying. He's saying, I need more time. I need more time. I need a few more weeks. Why does he need more time? What's he really doing? McCarthy sums this up absolutely beautifully. Well done, Andy. Check this out. Here's his real plan. Sullivan knows Flynn and the DOJ want the case dismissed. Flynn, for obvious reasons, and the DOJ to affirm the executive's authority to prosecute. Or not. The judge also knows that if the former Vice President Biden wins the election, a Biden DOJ is sure to change course and withdraw the motion to dismiss. Thus, to ensure the case against Flynn is dropped, it would be necessary for President Trump to pardon Flynn before Biden takes office. Oh, wait, it goes on. I saw that. That is not what Flynn wants. Flynn wants to be vindicated by having the prosecuting authority, the DOJ, drop it. Sullivan can't prevent a pardon, but he figures he can arrange things. So the historic record is that Flynn fully admitted his guilt twice in court, and those guilty pleas were extinguished only due to a politically motivated pardon, not with the judicial imprimatur. Let me translate that for you.
Thank you.
I figured that. Sullivan's delaying this case knowing President Trump is not going to let Mike Flynn go to jail for a crime everybody now acknowledges never, not only he didn't commit, that never happened. He did not lie about sanctions to the FBI on Russia. He was never asked about them at all. We have the transcript. No crime was committed. It's not that Flynn didn't rob a bank. There was no bank robbed. Sullivan absolutely knows this. He knows he has to drop this case. He figures if he delays it long enough, and a Biden Justice Department comes in and announces, say, during a transition, that they're likely to reverse the decision to drop the case. You follow me, Joe? In other words, no, oh, yeah. We're going to re-prosecute Flynn. What's Trump going to do? Trump, of course, is not going to let his guy dangle in the wind. He's going to pardon him.
Sure.
Full pardon. Sullivan wants to make sure the historical record is that Democrats can then go back and say, oh, he was just pardoned because it was politically motivated. We never threw that case out. We had a good case. If the Biden Justice Department would have got in there, we would have definitely had Flynn lying about the sanctions he was never asked about. You get what I'm saying? This is all politics, just like the Kleinsmith story we talked about yesterday. They want to make sure Kleinsmith, did you doctor evidence? Yes, but I didn't mean it. They're giving the media narratives. No, Flynn was really guilty. Trump just pardoned him. He was really guilty. If we would have went to court on that in a Biden DOJ, we would have had him. All narratives, all the time. Sullivan is fully enmeshed in the political demagoguery and the nonsense. This is not a legitimate judge. He's a fake. He's a total fraud. He is delaying this thing, praying for a pardon. Now you may say, Dan, you've called for a Flynn pardon, and I do today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, a pardon is a legitimate constitutional process. What's happening to Mike Flynn in the judicial branch of government right now is not. So Judge Sullivan can cry and whine like a baby all he wants. Oh my gosh, Mike Flynn's going to be pardoned. That's so terrible. Look what happened. We would have really want we, because he's not the judge. He's like the prosecutor himself. But the bottom line is everybody with a straight face following this and a sane mind and connecting neurons together understands that Mike Flynn was the subject of one of the ugliest political prosecutions in American history. And the only legitimate political process that went on was the president's unquestioned constitutional authority to pardon people wronged by the Justice Department, or the judicial system, excuse me. I still believe he should be pardoned today. I know a lot of you disagree. I get emails on this all the time. Some of them are fiery. Dan, let the process work out. Folks, there is no process. I'm sorry, genuinely sorry you believe that. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to be condescending. I value your opinion. People reach out to us all the time in email. That's why I read them. This is not a process. A process implies order, does it? Does it or does it not? A process requires order, a legitimate process. Order here has not been followed at all. You have a judge acting as a litigant in a case. He's been ordered to drop, and the rules demand he drop it, and he still refuses to drop it. And you want to continue to play this game because why? I don't get it. You want to box in a boxing match where the guy's in there with a 22-inch blade stabbing you, and you've got 20-ounce gloves, and you're like, the process, ref, jump in. Jump in. You're dying. You're bleeding out. There's no process. A pardon is a legitimate process written into our Constitution. This is not. I don't care what the left says anymore. Believe me, they don't care what we say. They just make stuff up. They're already preparing for a, quote, street fight after the election. And you want to play tiddlywinks with them? We may lose the media narrative. The media, you think the media cares? The media is going to report Flynn's guilty anyway. It doesn't matter. I know I'm not convincing many of you, and that's okay. Again, I respect your opinion. But you holding out hope that the ref is going to save you from the guy in the boxing ring shanking you with a switchblade right now is, I'm sorry, it's just, you know, fool me once. You know how that goes. You really think this process is going to save Mike Flynn? I'm really sorry you feel that way. All right, last story while we're on this whole Spygate pitch. This is a pretty big bombshell by Sarah Carter yesterday. Breaking: Carter Page's FISA-related Woods file doc disappeared. Wait, what?
What?
Was it malice or incompetence? Sarah, yeah. I know you know the Woods file. Yeah. Some of our audience may not. This is a great piece, Sarah Carter. Be in the show notes again, Bongino.com/newsletter if you want to subscribe to the show notes. So Joe and I have only been talking about this for, what, 3 years? I don't know, three and a half. So, yeah, right? The Woods file, we've been hammering this home. We've been hammering home the name of Joe Pianca, a supervisory special agent with the FBI for a long time, too. Why? Because, folks, when they spy on someone in the FBI, like they spied on Carter Page, who used to work for the Trump team, and that's why they spied on him, because he used to work for the Trump team. In order to do it, they have to put together a file. It's like a spreadsheet of all of the reasons why they want to spy on someone, you, Carter Page, whoever. And in that spreadsheet called the Woods file, named after Michael Woods, who organized the procedures, they have to put in that Woods file if they verified that information or not. You can't just put on the Woods file, I think Joe robbed the bank. Why? Because I think it. You have to put in the Woods file, someone told me this, here's when they told me, here's how I verified it. Isn't it weird that we just found out yesterday, this breaking news, this is a huge bombshell, of course, ignored by the mainstream media, from Sarah Carter, that the Woods file that would have the data showing what the FBI did to verify that they were spying on the Trump team for the right reasons disappeared 2 years ago? We just found this out? I've only been telling you about the Woods file forever. Because the Woods file is the conclusive proof that the FBI spied on Trump with no reason, because the reasons are in the Woods file, which disappeared 2 years ago. Kind of interesting, no? Here's why we spied on Trump. Why? I don't know. The file disappeared 2 years ago. And who was in charge of the Woods file? Joe Pianca. Is he cooperating? How do they know it disappeared 2 years ago? Pianca was in charge of it. Is he talking? He hasn't been fired yet, right? Why hasn't he been fired? Is he talking right now? Because he probably has a lot to say. Here's why we spied on Trump. Why? I don't know. We lost the file. You did. We had to, quote, recreate the file for the Mueller team. I wonder how that went. I'm sure the recreation process went really swimmingly, didn't it? Kind of a big story, no? Not if you're watching any other media outlets. We're totally ignored. Completely. Probably hadn't heard it at all. Read the story in the show notes. It's a good one. All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the five yesterday. It got a little spicy at times, but that's my thing. Thank you for another great week. Please subscribe to the show, youtube.com/Bongino, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you find your podcast. Subscriptions are free. They help us move up the charts quick. We really appreciate your viewership and listenership. It means a lot to us. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.